Welcome back. In this very important session, you will easily and naturally explore the deepest levels of your subconscious mind, all the way down to the level of Delta. So let's proceed. As you are near the top of your vibratory crystal, breathe in and out and go deeper. I want you to visualize a personal moving escalator that's located in front of you, just below your shining name, Excellent. See this moving escalator in front of you slowly descending. There is a beautiful and soft golden yellow light filling the air. At the count of three, you step on this downward moving escalator. 1, 2, 3. You step up on the escalator. And as it moves lower, you're going deeper into the total relaxation of the void. Deeper within, deeper within. You hear a soothing voice that says, 10, 9, deeper. You breathe in and out of yourself this gold yellow air, contracting it within your heart while you inhale, and expanding it outward while you exhale. You breathe in and out of yourself this gold yellow air, contracting it within your heart while you inhale, and expanding it outward while you exhale. Becoming in awareness the air, feel how you're going deeper and deeper within the levels of yourself, of your mind. See how you're going down within the levels of your mind, getting deeper and deeper within your mind. So extremely relaxed, quiet, and calm. Feel as your mind is expanding, going deeper within it. Feel how you are becoming more and more aware. Your emotions tend to become more powerful, your knowledge more expanded, and your visualization and other senses more developed. You feel more alive. 8. The light of the escalator area turns now to green. Breathe it in and out. You're going lower, lower still. 7. Lower. 6. More relaxed. 5. More relaxed. 4. And the color now turns to blue. You breathe in the blue light. You are the blue light. In and out. 3. Deeper. 2. Even deeper. 1. You are now at level alpha, the level of alpha mind waves. You are extremely relaxed. This level alpha is a permanent point of reference to yourself. From now on, each time, either I or yourself say to yourself aloud or mentally the three words, mind level alpha, your brain automatically adjusts its frequency and brings you to that state of mind, and let it be so now and forever. This ability to automatically reach the mental level alpha remains with you forever and ever. It is now part of the programming of your mind. From now on, each time either I or yourself say to yourself aloud or mentally the three key words, mind level alpha, your brain automatically adjusts its frequency and brings you to that state of mind, and let it be so now and forever. This ability to automatically reach the mental level alpha remains with you forever and ever. It is now part of the programming of your mind. We are now going to go down again and reach the floor of your crystalline structure that is immersed within the infinity of energy. This bottom of your crystalline mind structure is the interface with the primordial, eternal infinity of energy. Avoid. Each time you breathe, you go deeper in, deeper into relaxation, into sleep, into the void. Each time you breathe, you go deeper in, deeper into relaxation, into sleep, deep into the void. Each time you breathe, you go deeper in and deeper into relaxation, into sleep, into the void. From this point on, you feel within yourself a sense of intense joy and pleasure sweeping your whole being. It makes you want to smile at the world and especially yourself. You feel an intense smile originating from your heart area. This smile and joy is becoming a permanent part of you. It radiates from your eyes. It warms the heart of all the individuals that get close to you. They constantly feel your happiness. They recognize in you this high vibration of joy and they therefore seek it. Even unconsciously, as a solace, a comfort. You radiate love from within and joy from within. And the world then mirrors back to you that same love and that same joy. You radiate love from within and joy from within. And the world then mirrors back to you that same love and that same joy. You cannot but keep a constant smile within your heart. No matter what situation you experience, that smile is constantly fixed within your heart and expressed out of your eyes. It has become a permanent feature of your being, a most important part of yourself. As constant and permanent as your biological body is, a state of who you have become. The harder life tries to take it away from you, the more potent and larger your inner smile becomes. The harder life tries to take it away from you, the more potent and larger inner smile becomes. The harder life tries to take it away from you, the more potent and larger inner smile becomes. Very good. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 10 to 1 again. And as I count, you will step upon a new downward moving escalator that will take you toward the extremely relaxed level of Deep Theta, the level which interfaces with the eternal, peaceful, and energizing pure ocean of energy, the eternal void. See a downward moving escalator in front of you. 10. Step up on this downward moving escalator. You are sinking lower into complete relaxation, complete quietness, into deep sleep with a heightened sense of awareness. Body totally asleep and relaxed. But mind highly awake, relaxed and aware. You are surrounded with blue light, breathing this light through the pores of your being and concentrated into a ball of smiling energy inside of your heart. Feel it become a smiling energy inside of your heart. And then breathe out the same smiling energy out through the void. Throughout all the void of your pores and expand it toward all the infinite universe, in and out, deeper and deeper within, wider and wider without. The deeper you go down, the more relaxed you become. The deeper you go down, the more relaxed you become, sinking, sinking. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper and wider you go down. The deeper you go down, the more relaxed you become. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper and wider you go down. All the way, all the way. 9. Going deeper down. All your nerve endings are barely conducting electricity, for they are quiet, only conducting the bare minimum necessary for your biology to continue to exist. even deeper relax, expanding within the void with smiling energy. Body totally asleep and relaxed, but mind highly awake, relaxed and aware. 7, the light around you is turning into blue indigo. Breathe in that light through all the pores of your being. Bring it in and concentrate its loving, smiling energy into your heart area. And then exhale it, its loving radiance back into the infinite void. Back and forth, in and out. Getting into more and more joy, higher and higher pleasure, greater and greater happiness, higher and higher pleasure, greater and greater happiness, higher and higher pleasure, greater and greater happiness. 6, deeper down, even deeper down, sinking, sinking. Feel how you're getting deeper within and more relaxed. 5, even deeper, approaching the state of mind where your electrical brain waves vibrate 4 times per second, the theta mind state. As you're looking down on the crystalline structure of your being, you see the blue peaceful ocean below, upon which a magnificent sun is shining. You're excited to go back to your womb. You remember that you used to breathe peacefully in the womb of your mother while deeply immersed in water. You are breathing through the umbilical cord, getting all the nutrients and oxygen you needed through it, listening to the loving heartbeat of your mother, floating in peace and serenity, being aware of the moment with full awareness, being pure loving consciousness operating deep within the delta state. You're happy to be able to rejoin the womb, to experience the origin again. You smile expectantly at that prospect. Go on, smile, 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 be happy. 4, approaching the waters of the womb of creation, breathing in and out the peaceful joy of just being, connecting your inner heart to the heart of creation, the primal waters, the original energy. 3, the color of the atmosphere around the escalator has now changed to a deep, beautiful purple, royal purple. You are now breathing in and out the purple energy through the void within all your pores. You are joy, peace, and full relaxation. You are joy, peace, and full relaxation. You are joy, peace, and full relaxation. 2, you are beingness, awareness, bathing within the one. You are beingness, awareness, bathing within the one. You are beingness, awareness, bathing within the one. 1, you've just touched the surface of the ocean of consciousness, the primordial water. Your crystalline structure deeps within it. You are now floating upon this blue, tremendous, large body of water, totally at ease, floating comfortably so. There is a wonderful feeling of peace, serenity, relaxation and calming energy. You are at the level of deep theta, where your brain waves oscillate around 4 times per second. Let's call this the theta level of mind. Whenever you want to immediately reach this theta mind level, all you have to do is to think mentally the 3 keywords, mental, level, theta, and your brain waves will automatically and effortlessly adjust to the vibrations of 4 times per second. In the same manner, if I tell you to go to the theta level, no matter where your state of mind is, your brain waves and frequencies automatically adjust and vibrate at the 4 cycles per second rate. And this is forever so. You know you're safe. You feel the gentle radiation of the sun above warming your being as it penetrates your crystalline structure. Your physical being is so extremely relaxed. You barely know it. It is even there. All your concentration is upon the joy you feel as you breathe in and out the combined energy of the air above and the water below. You gently rock upon the cradle of the waves that bask you lovingly in a warm embrace. You feel at home, like a baby in its own womb, safe and secure, totally at peace. You are weightless in the water. You notice something very interesting now. It is as if your being expands and merges with the vastness of the ocean below. You breathe in more and more of the energy of this ocean, and in doing so, it is as if you are expanding far beyond your crystalline structure. Each time you exhale, you feel that you are expanding further and further out into this infinite ocean. Each time you exhale, you feel that you're expanding further and further out into this infinite ocean. Each time you exhale, you feel that you're expanding further and further out into this infinite ocean. At this level, you barely perceive that there even is a crystalline structure around you. It looks very ethereal. Somehow, I like the amniotic sac that surrounds a baby as it floats within the calm and nourishing liquid of its mother womb. This ocean feels very electromagnetic in nature, very powerful and peaceful at the same time. You are very happy and calm. You know that you are totally safe. You are held within the embracing force of the original mother of creation, the eternal and infinite ocean of consciousness that vibrates its energy for you and gives you nourishment, definition, and shelter. Each time you take in a breath, more and more of the energy of this ocean is penetrating the void of your pores. And as it comes within yourself, it congregates around an area behind and about 3 fingers below your navel, a point close to the center of your body. This is the area where your umbilical cord originates from, your connection to the ocean. And the energy of the ocean concentrates there for a while and then expands outward to the whole ocean as you breathe out. Feel the energy coming in as you inhale through the void of all of your pores, and strongly feel how it concentrates itself at this point just below your navel, giving you a feeling of total peace, joy, and communion with the all. And then feel it also as you exhale that same energy back outward of your body, expanding it within the infinity of the ocean of consciousness. You are safe. You are home. You enjoy the theta state. It gives you comfort and happiness. It makes you so relaxed. It allows you to feel like a baby again. So feel like a baby again, who is at the border of the world of the womb and barely aware of the world of the air above. You are deeply relaxed, smiling and happy, so happy, so content, so peaceful. So excited because you know that you have found now the way to go back to this level of total comfort, love, and happiness at will whenever you feel like resting there. This is the entry, the top of your inner chamber of peace, a chamber that we are about to explore as we go even deeper within the ocean of love, the ocean of primordial consciousness, the level of Delta. The level where your physical body is fully asleep, but your mind is totally fluid, dreaming, relaxed, highly and happily aware. Sleep, but remain listening with conscious awareness. Let your physical body dip lower into sleep, into the ocean, but remain aware of what I say, and of all the wonderful, peaceful sensations that you are experiencing. You are breathing pure energy now, in and out. Pure energy in and out. It It is of an extremely high and fine purity. As you breathe that energy in and out of your sleepy being, you only think of being that calm energy, that purity. You feel now that there is a cord, still the very nature, that attaches itself from the ocean to your inner center of being, behind and below the navel. Roughly 3 fingers below your navel, deep inside of you, you are breathing in pure energy from the ocean through that cord. It then enters your whole being. The energy tends to have an electromagnetic quality to it. It has a blue, soft, cooling quality to it. You feel as if your physical body is being anesthetized, as if all your nerves are shutting down and relaxing. You are feeling less and less your physicality and more your mind. You are becoming all mind, all consciousness. You're going down within the ocean of consciousness, lower and lower with each breath. At this point, you realize that the crystalline structure is no more around you. You are intimately basking in the infinite ocean. And as you're going down within this ocean, keeping your full awareness, you're paradoxically feeling that you are expanding and becoming the whole ocean, becoming the whole ocean of consciousness. As you're going deeper with each breath, you're expanding your awareness and are feeling that you are the whole ocean, the whole energy. As you are going deeper with each breath, you are expanding your awareness and are feeling that you are the whole ocean, the whole energy. You can't tell anymore one from the other. You have become totally immersed and merged with it. You are becoming aware of your ingenious child self again, the creative part within yourself, the eternal child that you were, are, and will always be. The part that always needs nourishing, sheltering, compassion, and love. You are becoming aware of your divinity again, your worthiness, your preciousness, your uniqueness. You love yourself more and more as you realize that you are aware and will always be that eternal, pure being. Breathing pure energy from the womb of life, the womb of creation. You have entered consciously the level of sleep, the level of Delta. You are breathing pure energy through your silvery umbilical cord and returning it back to the universe after having been nourished by its spirit, its breath, in and out, in and out. You feel that your being is getting deeper and deeper within the ocean, lower, deeper and more expanded. You feel yourself sinking into this basement of physical relaxation, of total anesthesia of your nervous system. Feel how peaceful and alert your mind is, how energized with calmness your being is. All of your emotional scars are being healed right now as you are dipping back into the feeling of safety of your inner child. You will it so, and it is so. All your emotional scars are de-energized, set aside, never to affect you again. They are being replaced forever with feelings of worthiness, of divine uniqueness, of embracing love and of energy to do anything you set your mind upon. You are worthy, you are forever loved by the ocean and by yourself. You are joy, you are worthy, you are forever loved by the ocean and by yourself. You are joy. Play, play. Your inner child self has never really left you, even though you have seemed to ignore it for quite a while. It has been battered, hidden, regressed by society and by your upbringing. But as the only eternal part of yourself, it is here to remain. It is here to inspire you, to give you creativity and the connection back to the all, to the womb. All other serious and repressed personality traits acquired or developed are but illusion. So go back as often as possible to the awareness of being your inner child self again, your original core. Go back as often as possible to the awareness of being your inner child self again, your original core. Do it while being in this lifetime, for you will go back to it anyway when life is over. Doing it now will bring you back while alive to Source and to the ultimate intelligence and energy. You're sinking in deep anesthetized sleep. All your nerves are quiet, anesthetized with the deep, cool, soothing energy of the deep, eternal ocean of consciousness. There is very little conduction occurring between them, less and less, almost coming to a stop. Your electrical brainwaves are very slow, at the level of delta, oscillating between 4 and 1 cycles per second. You are getting deeper asleep. You are breathing in and out the pure energy of the ocean, merging totally with it. You are your child self basking within your eternal and infinite womb. You are deeply relaxed. You are sinking to the bottom level of relaxation. You are feeling extremely content. You are feeling ecstasy. It is a natural level of physical, emotional, and mental healing. You enjoy being your child self again. You always remember at all times of your daily life, your child self. You are now constantly aware of it, no matter what you do. You are filled with the original energy of life and are getting even more vital energy as I speak. Each time you breathe, you are getting more vital energy through all your pores, and especially through your silvery cord, vitalizing and healing energy. Each time you breathe, you are getting more vital energy through all of your pores, and especially through your silvery cord, vitalizing and healing energy. Each time you breathe, you are getting more vital energy through all your pores, and especially through your silvery cord, vitalizing and healing energy. This energy is yours to keep and circulates perfectly in your being. It knows how and where to circulate in a perfect manner. Let it flow naturally to where it is designed to flow. You are perfect. You are whole again. You are rejuvenated. Your inner cell structure is being rejuvenated as we speak. Totally so. Totally brought back to the original perfection that it was and is meant to express by the original design of creation. You are and feel younger, happier, filled with childhood excitement and joy, and are vibrating very high with this tremendous divine joy. You're filled with the inner smile of your inner child. You are getting younger. You will keep getting younger and rejuvenate as you are at this level of awareness of your connection with the original energy, of your original womb, of your original child self. Be. Just be. Enjoy in peace, in love, with the totality of yourself. Be. Just be. Enjoy in peace, in love, with the totality of yourself. Your inner fine cellular DNA structure is connecting to an original and higher program that allows for all of your cells to rejuvenate, regenerate, and last for much, much longer than they did in the old cellular structure that you have operated with up to now. This new and higher program of DNA structure allows for more intense divine life energy to vibrate within your atomic cellular configuration. The old classical biological atomic structure can only absorb a very low level of tremendously filtered down divine life energy that can only attain a certain threshold. Where that level to be surpassed without the profound cellular reprogramming, the body will literally be consumed and its fine, fragile structures destroyed by this supremely powerful energy. This is why mankind carries any kind of pre-programmed potential DNA structures, which are activated automatically by the higher self when the individual is mentally, spiritually, and physically ready to absorb and operate at a higher quanta of divine life energy, awareness, and creative tools. In order to admit and function with a higher degree of vibratory energy, the atomic structure of your cellular construction has to achieve a quantum jump in human evolution by integrating a new DNA program of tremendous complexity. As you are basking at the level of your womb, this process is being initiated, and it does so only if your spiritual evolution shows a high degree of benevolence, care, and selfless commitment to the benefit of both yourself and all of mankind. This is the key to not coming back to this low-level matrix and experience again more of the same. This evolution can only be done during the testing that a lifetime represents. And the test is to see what kind of experience you truly desire. Whether you show a very strong desire to be only surrounded by and experience laughter, happiness, sharing, and care, and you totally abhor, resent, and let go of fear-based melodramatic stories and events, in which case the gates to a heavenly matrix open up. Or whether you're still stuck in waiting to experience and enjoy melodramatic situations, power plays, control situations, and ego-based dreams, in which case you come back again and again in different holographic embodiments and periods, until you finally understand the simple reason why you are here, experiencing this tough and violent school for beginning creators. A school ridden with heavily loneliness, isolation, and often suffering both physical and emotional. This simple key is what real alignment is about. Just professing unconditional worship toward an external deity without experiencing and expressing the divine within is a dead end. And especially committing violent or discriminatory acts in the name of the Eternal One is the surest way to come back and experience again this low, shadowy valley of the dark matrix in a different lifetime. You must realize that nothing happens by chance in life. Synchronicities are everywhere. You must understand that you have been drawn to this remote influencing course by divine providence, and that you are therefore in the process of being reborn within the original program of creation, aligning yourself with the original intent of the One, as a child of the One, united closely with the One. You are about to translate yourself into a better and happier reality. You do not need to know in detail the permanent changes that are being initiated to your inner cellular DNA structure and automatically applied from now on. Just be aware that they are ongoing and are being gifted to you by the One, by the original program and intent of the ultimate and infinite intelligence. Be grateful for it, for in doing so you acknowledge that this is a reality occurring now. And by being convinced that it is occurring now, it is done and is being manifested as we speak. Being grateful to the One is the major key to the external manifestation of each desire that you strongly have. For by showing deep gratitude, you acknowledge that your desire is being manifested and is in the process of being crystallized from the quantum soup of quasi-infinite possibilities that the One has made ready for you. This DNA reprogramming has become a reality in your present, as a present, a gift of the One, and also a future. that the one picks from all the probable futures, based upon your desires, your wishes, and your firm conviction of them being realized. Unwavering conviction in the realization of your inner desire by the one is the meaning of real faith, blind faith in your inner power, the power of one, the power to remote influence reality. You may not become aware of its manifestation for a while. Nevertheless, it is done. The process is being engaged for as long as you trust that the one has done it. For as long as you remain a creative expression of your inner will. For your will is then the will of the one. So be happy in this realization of how much you are loved, cherished, and precious to the original one. Every single life is and is blessed as an expression of the one, as an extension of the one. We are now about to sink and reach your very basement of relaxation, the level of deep delta. 10, sinking in, 9, deeper, 8, expanding as you become the whole ocean, the whole energy, the void, the quiet, still, and in peace. 7, deeper, 6, wider, expanding, 5, wider even, 4, deeper, 3, lower and quiet, 2, at peace, 1, the level where your brain waves oscillate around 1 to 3 cycles per second. Whenever you want to immediately reach this delta mind level, all you have to do is to think mentally the keywords mental, level, delta. And your brainwaves will automatically and effortlessly adjust to the vibration of 1 to 3 times per second. Whenever you want to immediately reach this delta mind level, all you have to do is to think mentally the keywords mental, level, delta. And your brainwaves will automatically and effortlessly adjust to the vibration of 1 to 3 times per second. Whenever you want to immediately reach this delta mind level, all you have to do is to think mentally the keywords mental, level, delta, and your brain waves will automatically and effortlessly adjust to the vibration of 1 to 3 times per second. And this is so forever, 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 forever. In the same manner, if I tell you to go to the delta level, no matter where your state of mind is, your brainwave frequency will automatically adjust and vibrate at the 1 to 3 cycle per second rate. At this level of mind, you feel that you are the ocean, your womb, and you are united. You are in total peace, in the void. You can connect to anything, anyone, or anywhere you put your thought upon. By thinking that you are someone else, you become that person and can influence its thought and steer it towards happier path. Use this gift sparingly, indiscriminately so. Use it for your own good, the good of others, and the good of all of creation. If you use it only for your own personal gain or sense of control at the expense of others, or harm another in the process, that gift of remote influencing will be removed from you by the level of the ocean that will then perceive that you are not evolved enough for it and not yet ready to become a powerful co-creator. Do not, I repeat, do not bring in fear-based thoughts, either conscious ones or even subconscious ones, for they can manifest easily from this level. The key to manifestation that has rarely been revealed until now is that you first have to reach a level of heightened joy, heightened happiness and pleasure. For joy gives you the highest vibration in your being of light, the highest level of powerful manifestation by using the power of creation, which is the power bestowed by each one of your thoughts. Only manifest joyful thoughts, joyful desires, by always thinking that they are already done and realized. At that level, All events, past, present, and future, are just here in the now. It is for you to pick and choose which ones are for you to experience within the path of your life. If a fear-based thought appears, immediately replace it with a friendly, pleasurable thought or memory. This will keep you in a high creative space, a space of trust. Do not ever energize a thought relating to fear, anxiety, or recall a memory associated with bad events, for you are then strengthening it and give it more power over the creation of your future. Always remain in joy and only remember and fantasize around pleasant and exciting events, especially before doing a session where you will want to manifest new and chosen realities. Always thank the universal mind for the remote influencing of reality that you manifest through thought. For in doing so, you acknowledge that at that level, it is already done and chosen for you. All you have to do is wait for its manifestation, which will, without any doubt, manifest sooner or later on your path. You have to be convinced of it in the same manner as you are convinced while driving back home from work that your dwelling exists and that you will soon see it, even though you do not perceive it yet. It is very important to never doubt that an energized thought will manifest sooner or later. For if you even doubt it for a fleeting moment, you have undone the path that is being chosen by your deep subconscious and need to mentally energize this manifestation in your life all over again. If you doubt, do not deplore. The reward is here, now. Everything exists and all the paths are already prepared based upon all the probable choices of your imagination, here and now, not there and then. These are very important secrets and keys to manifestation. Use your imagination to see and feel with great emotions of joy and excitement that the desired wish has already happened, and experience mentally events following its realization. Know that you have the ultimate power, the power to create, to manifest. This is all you do and have been doing until now, as an individual and a group, manifesting your dreams, thoughts, and belief systems. Your deep mind does not even understand the notion of the future tense. It only experiences the present as an effect based on the memory of past energized thoughts and events, which are its cause. So always use the present tense when manifesting, never the future, because at the level of the subconscious, only the now exists. In this course, you will be taught to influence reality from different levels of vibrations of your inner self. All of them are valid. Experience them all. Combine them. You are on the path of self-realization. Choose your own path. No two individuals have ever had the same path. There are a few guideposts in between, nothing more. The fun, the joy is in traveling the path and realizing the power to manifest happiness not only to oneself, but to all, to bring the godliness within one's own creation and feel good and God within. This is, was, and always will be what the One forever desires for you. Happiness in all of your manifestations. Always see the desired creative goals as having already happened. For at that level of mind, you know, with an innermost knowing, that it has already been done in the heavenly kingdom within you to be manifested later on earth. Do not focus, therefore, on the details as to how it is being done on the road taken to achieve the goal. Only focus on the goal itself. See it clearly accomplished in your mind. Feel the emotions of excitement, comfort, and joy in finding out that what you have energized as a dream within the One has come to you. Feel how safe you feel in realizing how easy it is to manifest your reality. As you keep on experiencing more and more of your manifestations with emotions of success, communicate your excitement to future manifestations that you are going to be achieved. Feel the excitement of realizing that you can manifest. Put the excitement in the process of manifestation. The manifestation is but a byproduct. This realization of your inner core power gives you permanent joy and a sense of heightened responsibility as to which manifestation you decide to bring upon yourself and your environment. From now on and forever so, you constantly feel good and merry. From the moment you wake up in the morning until the moment you go back into sleep at night, your heart is filled with a big smile. It is always there, automatically so. You feel tremendous joy, no matter what you perceive coming from the outside world. That broad inner smile located within your heart is full of love and warm happiness. No matter what you do or what you think about, that broad, deep inner smile is forever present within your heart. Forever present within your heart. Forever present within your heart. It gives you a deep sense of security and peaceful serenity. It always radiates out through your eyes. So much so that everybody who comes in contact with you sees that inner smile projecting out of your eyes, feels very happy in your vicinity, and seeks to mirror back the heightened joy and smile that you project out. They all seek your companionship, your inner charisma of love and happiness. You automatically provide healing and solace to their soul. This is your new self, your permanent personality, and this is soul. This is a new rebirth, for you are close now to your inner child self. Your vibrations are very high, for you are constantly in joy. Nothing can affect and disturb your inner smile and inner joy. For the next few weeks, you will be aware of this inner smile at every single moment of your daily life, and you will find out that at one point, this will be and remain forever your second nature, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. For the next few weeks, you will be aware of this inner smile at every single moment of your daily life. You will find out that at one point, this will be and remain forever your second nature, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. For the next few weeks, you will be aware of this inner smile at every single moment of your daily life. And you then find out that at one point, this is and remain forever your second nature, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. Being in a serious dark mood lowers your vibrations. Being happy and joyful lifts your wings into heightened energy and the power to manifest. Each time you breathe, your inner smile becomes more ingrained and broader, filling you with the emotion of joy. It radiates out of your inner eyes, as the eyes are but the reflection of your soul. Each time you breathe, your inner smile becomes more ingrained and broader, filling you with the emotion of joy. It radiates out of your inner eyes, as the eyes are but the reflection of your soul. Each time you breathe, your inner smile becomes more ingrained and broader, filling you with the emotion of joy. It radiates out of your inner eyes, as the eyes are but the reflection of your soul. It is important that all desires come out of joy. Always get yourself first into the state of feeling good and merry. Always say to yourself, I feel good and merry. I feel good and merry. And you will wed the desires that you have with the object of these desires. And they will be united within the perception of your reality. If for any reason a thought arises that feels bad, immediately shift to a thought, a memory that makes you feel good, such as a vacation, a family event, a pet, a girl or boyfriend, a sexual encounter, financial or academic rewards, etc. Never, ever take a negative thought home and bring it with you to sleep, for it will then manifest into your life. Life is love. Love begets life. Fear begets separation, death, and destruction. Always fall asleep with the thoughts of joyful, purposeful desires, for they will then become soon your reality. Sleep is when reality is being prepared and created for you. If a bad thought arises during the day, say words such as erase, erase, or visualize a garbage chute and see yourself dumping them within it. Always keep mentally and ready a list of happy thoughts that you can pick up from in order to stay in joy. Happy music is of tremendous help in setting the mood. Use it often. Dance, sing, and be merry within the awareness of being a child of the One. Analyze your thoughts over 25 times a day and see how you feel, and remain thinking only good and pleasant thoughts. Make this a permanent habit. Focus often on your wants and desires. Imagine at length having already achieved them and how wonderful life will be thereafter. Focus on what you will desire next. Your whole world will change for the better by just following these easy steps and new attitude. The whole world might regain happiness by having many of you adopt an attitude seeking and projecting constantly inner happiness. And light will shine upon the darkness of the soul and heal all of it, the whole soul of mankind, and manifest abundance and joy. You are all worthy of wanting, of desires. This is a holy act of co-creation given to you by the One within your free will to choose what to create. In this world, where matter is really a hologram of particles of light vibrating to the sound of the non-manifest and giving us the illusion that matter really matters, everything is possible and can be created by the power of thought, marrying energy in a spirit of joy, a spirit of being merry. You are now at the level of deep delta, the level where your brain waves oscillate around 1-3 cycles per second. Whenever you want to immediately reach this delta of mind level, all you have to do is to think mentally the three code words, mental level delta, and your brain waves will automatically and effortlessly adjust to the vibration of 1-3 times per second. No matter where your state of mind is, your brainwave frequencies automatically adjust and vibrate at the 1-3 cycles per second rate. You can always get to this state of mind by yourself without the help of these tapes. It is part of your newly found abilities now. And it is so. It is so forever. Understand that it is important in order to manifest your desires to imagine the situation that you want. Feel it as an emotion of want and joy in its realization, coming from your stomach area. Always manifest from a level of wanting, not needing. If you manifest from an emotion originating from need, it renders the remote influencing void. Needing comes from a state of fear. Wanting comes from a state of love, freedom, and desire. For instance, if you say and imagine that you are happy, healthy, joyful, and have a lot of money, laugh yourself to the bank. Never attach a time period to remote influencing reality. If it takes 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, it will eventually catch up with you. Always imagine the situation in the present moment as having already happened, and always use the present tense, never the future tense, which cannot be understood by the deep creative inner mind. Now I will pause 2 minutes to allow you to create events that you desire. Be in joy. Let them be joyful events. Feel the joy they give you as you see them already realize. 1, 2, 3. Start remote influencing your reality. general, you can have a whole shopping list of wants. Get to a state of high vibration through joy, music, etc., and visualize that whole list. Always give thanks to the one after a session of remote influencing. You are breathing in and out the energy of the ocean. Feel it. You are like a fish extracting the oxygen from the water of the ocean, the energy of life. It is very powerful. You are your breath, in and out. Cool and electromagnetic in quality, soothing. It anesthetizes your physical being. It anesthetizes your physical being. As you breathe out, you expand in all directions to infinity. As you inhale, you go back through the void of yourself and concentrate your energy at the level of the heart. You feel extremely energized, more and more energized. Energized with vibratory energy, extremely high vibratory energy, cool and vibratory, highly electromagnetic. This energy flows throughout your whole being, coming in especially through your center below the navel and the void inside your pores, in and out, expanding, circulating, and contracting into the area of your heart, opening up your heart, opening up your heart, greatly so, in and out, vibrating stronger and faster. More and more energized, filling yourself with the energy of joy, vital energy, rejuvenating you, rejuvenating and healing every single cell of your body. You're getting younger, stronger, healthier. You're getting younger, stronger, healthier. You are high energy, love and joy. Your body vibrates with pleasure, with love, with energy. You're wonderfully happy and content. You're wonderfully happy and content. At the count of three, the energy is contracting into a small ball of concentrated energy inside of your heart. One, two, three. Concentrate on that ball. Notice that within that ball, there is a flame of light, an oscillating flame, a flickering light. See it. Feel its warmth. It's loving energy. It is oscillating, vibrating. It has a golden and white aura. At the count of three, you enter this light. You feel comfortable in it. It is the light of your soul. You breathe in this very light and then breathe it out, expanding in towards the universe. One, two, three. You are within the light, you are the light, you are within the light, you are the light. You feel its warmth, its golden energy and love. It pulsates. It is alive. Feel your light, be your light. Does it take on a particular color, quality? Breathe it in through the void of your being. Concentrate it as a ball in your heart area and breathe it out back through the void. Expanding everywhere as you breathe out. You are in ecstasy, filled with pleasure and vibrating loving light, vibrating higher and higher, brighter and brighter. Breathe the light in and out. See your whole body filled with divine light, divine happiness. This divine light within you always keeps on harmonizing your physical, mental, and spiritual energies so that you are always in perfect health. At the count of three, compress that light within your heart. Concentrate it strongly within your heart area. Become the little compressed ball of light in your heart. Imagine it, feel it, feel it. One, two, three. At the count of five, you will see a mirror body of light emerging from your heart area and facing you. It will look like you, and have all the perfected qualities that you desire. Think of all that you would like to change in your physical being, mental being, and spiritual being. One, two, three, four, five. See your mirror body of light in front of you. See it as a perfected image of you. Put in all the qualities that you desire of yourself. Physical, mental, and spiritual ones. Your mirror body of light is radiant. This light loves you. and you love it so much. You are this body of light. It wants to present to you a perfect and healthy body and mind that will constantly flow into you. You are this body of light. It wants to present to you a perfect and healthy body and a mind that will flow constantly into you. See it. Imagine it right in front of you. Give it all the qualities you want. You really want. Now count from 1 to 3 and you will merge back totally with this mirror light body of yours and absorb all of its qualities and characteristics. 1, 2, 3. It is back into you and attunes your body and mind to a perfectly healthy state, which is what your body and mind really wants, which is what the energy of the inner spirit wants. Your spirit wants you to be perfectly healthy and balanced physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and you are doing so forever so. You have now integrated the perfection of this body of light. It is you and yours. You feel great. Your physical body is filled with utmost relaxation and vital healing energy. This is a state of extreme healing power. Your mental and spiritual body is vibrating in high light, high ecstasy, high joy and happiness. All your past physical, mental, emotional and spiritual scars are rapidly disappearing and being replaced with a new, rejuvenated being, a rebirth, a new life. You are healing yourself. You are getting back to your intended natural original state, which is a state of healing and well-being. You are blessed. You found this course for a reason. It is natural to find yourself in a progression of changes. Throughout this course, many different new areas of your brain will become activated. The awareness of this is normal. You may find yourself drifting off into different times and various realms. All of this is normal. You may find yourself floating. All of this is normal. Allow yourself the freedom to go where your higher self wants you to go. Allow yourself to be happy again and always enjoy. You accept all the parts of yourself. They are all worthy. You understand that the one is within you. You know now that you can be all things if you really want to. For the faith in yourself and realization of your power to manifest thought can literally move the mountains of programmed doubts and restrictions that you have acquired until now. You are strong. You are powerful. You are good and worthy. You are healthy and remain so. You are loving and caring, and most importantly, you are a ray of happiness that shines upon this planet to reflect the light of joy back to yourself and to all other creatures. You are pure smile, pure light, lighthearted and at peace with yourself and others. Everyone feels this radiance within yourself. You are a burning flame of joy that radiates a peaceful, smiling energy to everyone that comes in contact with you. You are a burning flame of joy that radiates a peaceful, smiling energy to everyone that comes in contact with you. This flame is yours, eternally so. It vibrates very highly in joy, always in joy, shunning away from fear thoughts and their darkness, The secret of powerfully remote influencing reality and others is in vibrating with great joy. The secret to manifestation is only in joy. Fear keeps you vibrating at a very low hum. It then allows our non-vibratory matrix to influence your thoughts within a phenomenon called mass consciousness. If you vibrate in joy at a high rate of light energy, you are immune to the control over your mind that mass consciousness would like to have. You are part of the realm of the beings of light. You are alive with the breath of the original, real entities of the One. You are all children of the One, children of light. Your vibrations have been muted and restricted by forces that know that your real liberation and free will will make their dark existence superficial, and who fear a loss of energy and power, an energy and a power that many of you are providing to them, and that keeps them alive and gives them the power to create, for you are the breath of the One. His energy flowing through your veins and spirit. In this course you will experience this to be true. You now understand that your freedom resides in rejoining the vibrations of joy and the high vibratory light of the One. That joy is the key to a high level of manifestation. For you were all born to be creators, each and every one of you on his or her own. To stay in joy, be thankful for the air. From now on, give thanks and wonder at the magnificence and perfection of the infinite intelligence of the natural world. Stay in constant awe and joy at the simplest things because you are now fully aware of them. You are awakening evermore from the state of torpor which has been programmed by the dark matrix. You marvel more and more at the light and beauty of the sky, the power of the ocean, the birds that fly, and the serene beauty of the natural world that embraces and nurtures you. You want to dance and be surrounded with joyful music. You constantly smile internally and externally, for you have realized your power over the projection of reality. The only and holy goal is to feel happy and joyful, and be surrounded by others that reflect the same happiness. So go and do fun things. Embrace each other. Pet your animals more often and take them on joyrides. Play with and love unconditionally your children. Use the sexual act and its loving energy to manifest even more joyful events and realities. Using the power of visualization. And use it also for creating, programming, and giving birth to special divine children that will change all of this creation based on your highest desires, wants, and goals. Surround yourself with flowers, especially wild ones, for they are a vibrational portal to the non-physical realm of the super implicate quantum order, the level of the One. The realm of divine light. They were created for pure joy and beauty. Mankind has always understood instinctively that they manifest and symbolically represent love here on earth. In order to easily cross this portal and experience the other side, feel and become the vibrations of flowers and merge with them. Experience different types of flowers, and especially the ones that you feel particularly attracted to. They are a major balancing factor between man and nature, a portal that allows for a total healing and realignment of man's energies to be established. Have you ever smelled the sweet fragrance of flowers when none were present? These were the moments when the Creator's hand and Heaven's love were upon you. If scientists were to study the patterns created by the vibrations of flowers, they would find definite characteristics in them. that although different from man's biostatic fields, can be matched up to man's pattern and heal him or her. Connect yourself closely to nature, for its love and energy is limitless. Plant more flowers, trees, and plants. Every plant and natural species is precious and was created with a specific purpose in mind. Destroying any of them is a sacrilege. It is breaking the sacred chain, the sacred harmonic symphony of life. These sound-filled vibratory lights that we perceive as flowers and that express their incredible color, forms, and fragrances are the perfect healing and balancing mechanism that man needs to rediscover. There is a great secret in this. So immerse your consciousness in the high loving vibrations of nature and express the emotion of love and high respect for the divine direct expression that you are perceiving right in front of you. And please, please turn your attention away from thoughts of anger, resentment, fear, and violence. From now on, you do not accept to watch movies or news programs that portray violence, terror, and political or religious ideas that carry the seed of hate. For you know that by doing so, you will manifest them in your life with the glad cooperation of the fear-based dark matrix that up to now has had control over our individual and common realities. You do not accept to become enslaved again to economical theories and consortiums that always keep you under constant, stressful, fearful, and anxious states of being shut out of their support system of creation by inducing newer and ever more real or artificial material needs and realities. You shun away from systems that constantly use the hovering threat of your potentially experiencing a lack of basic resources and having health problems that would not be addressed if you do not play by the rules of their game. For these rules are the rules of the fear-based matrix that delights in automatically manifesting your fears and resists in manifesting your wants and desires. Your defense and sole hope to de-energize it is by turning away from the emotion of fear toward the certainty of being loved by all and the all that is protected and feeling joyfully respectful of creation. And as you do so, the outer matrix, the higher matrix of high light and love, connects its loving light rays to you and lifts you out from the heavy waters of bondage toward a new earth where easy manifestations of joy and happiness are the norm. A matrix where scarcity is unknown and secure happiness is the rule for all, with no exception. Where the limitless energy manifests limitless abundance and happiness, prepared from the beginning of time and awaiting you. This is where you stand now, within the dawn of a new era, the era of inner and outer peace, joy, and abundance. Although the dark matrix might still try, as it feels more and more threatened, to instill in your heart the experience of sudden, fearful situations, you watch them now only from afar, remote and detached. For you are now on the bridge to the golden, glorious light of the One, awaiting all of His beloved children on the other side. of the tumultuous waters of creation. You are crossing this golden bridge, filled with joy, inner peace, and eternal happiness. This is what this course is all about. We are all going soon to cross collectively this bridge of magnificent golden light onto the promised land of the matrix of golden light of the One. I am going to emerge you now as I count from 1 to 5. You will feel at the same time extremely happy, relaxed, and energized, like you have never felt before, feeling as if you have slept 8 full hours of restful sleep. If you so desire, you can remain in that state of deep delta for as long as you wish and emerge when you decide so, by just deciding to emerge. You do not need to emerge at all as I am counting to 5. This is your decision. You are always in control. I am only your guide. This is your decision. You are always in control. I am only your guide. You will feel deeply loved, appreciated, protected, and will know without a single doubt that you are never alone in this world. You know now that you will resist this time the secret arm of mind bondage, and that you are to walk proudly and joyfully the high path to freedom and happiness. One starting to emerge slowly. 2, from now on you can always automatically and immediately go back to this inner deep level of Delta just by using the 3-2-1 golden sun and inner light visual method, and then commanding your brain to go there by saying to yourself the key phrase, mind level Delta. 3, feeling your body emanating golden light, love and joy all around you, permeating your environment with it. 4, you feel your body again. Your body is working in perfect harmony with your mind. Your body and emotions shall always operate from now on in perfect harmony with your inner mind, refusing disease and seeking well-being, happiness, health, and peace. 5, open your eyes fully refreshed, happy and relaxed, only wanting to return soon and often to that state and even higher states.